The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning. Welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. 5.5 minutes after the hour of 7 o'clock here on the 11th of July. And the news is brought to you by Tobacco and Brew. 2143 Hilltop Drive, open 7 days a week. Expanded walk-in humidor. Still great customer service. Good morning. Bad Bob's over there catching up the... Oh, my gosh, the temperature today. And speaking of temperature, Linda Bott, you are hot. You are hot.
I was at the pool last night with two of the most beautiful women, and they made me want to up my game. Well, and then this weekend, of course, I'll be around a bunch of women that will really make me want to up my game.
That's right. This weekend is the Gold Diggers reunion there.
In Las Vegas. Ooh. We'll be heading out tomorrow.
That's it.
Currently 72 degrees in the downtown studios.
Having to have Vienna sausages and ramen noodles this weekend.
We're going to get up to about 106 today with our lows of 74. Thursday, you know, it's funny. I was this morning, Bob came around the corner. I was thinking it was Friday. I don't know why my head is thinking it's Friday.
Because you're off. Because you're leaving tomorrow.
It's just weird. Anyway, so mostly sunny and hot on Friday with a high near 105. Saturday is 105, Sunday's 107, Monday's 103, and Tuesday's 104. So it looks like we just have clear skies. I know yesterday in the forecast, Bob, I was listening to you on the air, and you were talking about winds. I'm not seeing any of that except for about 5 to 9.
Well, they tapered off during the night and switched out of the south. It was the north winds yesterday morning that were of major concern because... That's from one of the, and because the north winds tend to be much drier and warmer. And so that dries out the vegetation even worse than it already is. Now we switched around. We're still in basically what amounts to a high risk situation.
You know, there's so many things going on right now. Oh, first of all,
brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Locally, we always have to definitely give love to our sponsors because they are what help us keep the electricity on. 365-3793. That's Shasta Gas Propane, located in Anderson.
You know, there's like several things I want to talk about this morning. I know there's some things. You've got the one right there. That's one of the ones I want to talk about. Gregory Cheadle, a guest on our show several times, a proverbial candidate for Congress, runs every time against LaMalfa. He is an African American, has strong feelings about African Americans in society, but he's also a conservative Republican in many things. Well, the reason we're bringing it up is Greg was going for an Airbnb in Sacramento for a night or two nights. And he rents the place. And then he gets this response back after he's already rented it from the owner of this place. And it says, does it have it right there?
It says, I find your politics to be in opposition to me and my lifestyle. I apologize for the inconvenience.
And he canceled, the owner canceled his night.
What do you want to bet if this was reversed and it was, say, a gay couple renting the place and the owner said, I'm sorry, I don't agree with you, I'm going to turn it down. The hue and cry to have this person's head somewhere.
That's the thing is, this guy is saying that it's his political things.
His political views.
But Greg can then go on and say, well, really? I think it's more than that. I think it's racial. You know, no matter what you say. I mean, you know, but he's not going to do that. He's taking the high road on this, but he lets everybody know about this.
Mm-hmm.
This, you know, again, this is another example of people on the left. And I just assume, I assume that this guy is on the left because, you know, well, Greg has had a lot of different articles on slavery and other things that have offended some people. I understand that. But I think it's more the fact that he's a Republican.
Is business so good that you can afford just to snub people and insult them all around you? Is this a new national pastime?
But now people are being they feel like it's okay to go up to somebody and just start
get
yelling
at
them. Shame, shame, shame. I mean, imagine if you're going out for imagine President what's his face? Who used to be Susan Rice. Let's just imagine Susan Rice worked in the White House. Every time she'd go to dinner, there'd be people there yelling, shame, shame, murderer, murderer, when she's out there like that. Just imagine that. What do you think would have happened? The press would have been all over it. So far, there's this one website that keeps track of it. Over 400 incidences of the radical left attacking, I'm not just saying yelling, attacking people that are that wear Make America Great hats or things like this. I mean, the latest one was down in that restaurant at I forget which restaurant, it was like a Burger King or something someplace. And this kid, 16 years old, is wearing a Make America Great hat. And this guy comes up, calls him a name, throws a drink in his face, and takes the hat.
That crossed the line into assault and battery.
It did, and the police have arrested him. But they had him on iPhone camera. And so he walks away. Well, the place that he worked at fires him immediately and says, "Hey, people, everybody's invited into our place here, and the fact that he works here is the fact that he used to work here means nothing. We do invite people to come in." But see, this is where we're going to. I don't remember during the Obama administration, no matter how mad people may have been, that they just started stalking people. And this is where we get into it with the far left, is that, hey, you can't say something. And if we don't agree with you, we're going to just harass you and harass you and harass you. And who says this?
Cancel your reservations.
Maxine Waters, a congresswoman. Hooray, hooray for the Democrats. This is the type of leadership that you have. Maxine Waters. Find them, harass them, call people, gather a crowd. What is this? What if we did it to you, Maxine? How about every time you went someplace, there was a crowd of Trump people surrounding you, screaming names at you, and not, when you try to go out to a restaurant, just come in and just surround you there until you can't go out anywhere. How would you like that, Maxine? Of course. Oh, that's wrong. That's wrong. Well, the whole thing is wrong. If you don't agree with somebody, you can agree. There are times and places for this. Is it time for guerrilla warfare? Have we really reached that point, left, Dems? Have we really reached that point?
Well, one thing that everybody decided on and came together in harmony,
that's
and this
true.
Is what we do love about our music, is the show American Idol, which kicks off tonight. Now, a lot of people didn't know this, but I can tell you now that the American Idol team has been in Reading this week. They have been rehearsing and practicing, and they kick off their tour starting in Reading, which is a really big deal. I mean, this is the American Idol tour of the last season that we loved watching so much. And Chris Allen, if you call right now, 605, I've got tickets. We've been gifted tickets.
We got a stack of tickets yesterday from an anonymous donor that says, "Hey, look, I want people to enjoy the show," and gave us a stack of tickets, and we're going to give them to you.
But we're going to be doing it through the morning, and we do have a call at 7:30 from somebody inside who's going to be telling us about what we're going to be seeing tonight, because Carl and I are going to be there, and we would like to take, and we're going to be doing this all morning, we're going to take, and you got to go on the air, though, say your name.
There you go. Just have to say your name, and you get to take. And we've got.
You may
and
ask
these are
question.
Two tickets. These are two tickets.
Need to go on the air.
Well, hold on.
I'm going to put them. This is what we're going to do this morning. I want to put people on the air, ask their names, and who was their favorite contestant, and if they really want to go. Okay?
Going hot.
Who are we talking to? Good morning.
Apparently. Apparently she
I think
hung
asking
up.
The question, I think just saying, "Hi, who is this?" You've just scored two tickets. It's going to be
enough. Okay. What do you want me to do?
Operator is standing by. Let's get the break.
What you just did was you just told somebody you're going to be on the air and you're going to give us a name. Wrong. I'm running. I can't do this.
Why?
Okay. Just because they're not like you.
Run away.
I want to do something that be old school. Everybody used to have to call in and go on the air to get tickets.
You've got to go on the air and just say your name, and you're going to get a pair of tickets for tonight, American Idol. That's all you have to do. Okay? It's 15 minutes after the hour, and we're going to go live. Okay, here they come. All right.
There was an eight-second delay, by the way.
Okay. All right.
Good morning.
All right, Janice.
Yes, hello.
Good morning.
So you just won two tickets to American Idol. Do you know where we're located?
I know where to pick the tickets up.
Yep.
Is it at the Civic?
No.
It's at the Civic. That's where it is tonight, and you get the tickets right here at 1326 Market Street.
Oh, great. Well, thank you very much.
And what's your name again? So we write them on the tickets right now.
Janice Porty.
Janice. Okay, Janice, we have you a set of tickets. Okay.
Thank you.
All
Bye.
Right. We have another?
We have somebody else holding on.
Okay.
Let me switch over.
And who's this?
Howdy.
Hello, you're on.
Yes, hi.
Hi.
This is Dolores Lucero.
Oh, well, hello, Dolores. And you've just won two tickets to American Idol. It's tonight. Doors open at 6, and at 7 p.m., the show starts. So you got a set of two right down here, Dolores, at the station, 1326 Market Street. Okay.
Okay, great. Thank you.
You All bet. Right. Okay, you know what? We have to take a quick break, and we have
hold
people,
those callers.
We've got people calling.
We're
okay.
Hold
so
the line,
you've
too.
You've got to hold the line for a couple minutes while we...
Pay bills.
Why we pay bills. All right. This portion of the show brought to you by Alliance Heating and Air. Alliance Heating and Air, been in the business over 25 years. If you're looking for great HVAC service, the only ones we let touch are our HVAC systems. It's Alliance Heating and Air. 221-2642. We'll be right back.
Be careful posting on social media when leaving town for any period of time. With 66% of all burglaries being committed by someone who knows the victim, sharing where you'll be and how long you'll be gone is a sure sign that your home or business is vulnerable. That's all someone from your social media sphere needs to start scheming their way to your essentials. Wait to post those pictures from Hawaii till after you're home, and you'll save yourself some peace of mind knowing your valuables aren't being taken while you're away.
This security moment brought to you by North State Security, an ounce of prevention since 1968.
What is summer without our summer concert series? Our summer tribute series will keep you cool all summer long with live music on select Thursday, Friday, and Saturday nights inside the Wind River Resort and Casino Event Center. A tribute for everyone from rock and roll classics to soul and today's pop charts. Don't miss these amazing performances. Purchase your tickets now at the River Club or WinRiver.com. Tickets just $12.50 each or a table of 10 for $100. Come out and sing and dance along with your favorite tribute band at the Wind River Resort and Casino Event Center this summer. See the next best thing to your favorite artists in an intimate setting. For a complete lineup of our summer concert tribute series, visit WinRiver.com or download the Wind River app. Must be 21 to attend. Concerts are better at the river.
At Powerhouse Solar, we understand that each home has unique energy needs. We custom design your solar energy system to not only meet those needs, but to allow for growth, just in case you see a pool, spa, or electric car in your future. Hi, I'm Sue Blake, co-owner of Powerhouse Solar. At Powerhouse Solar, we are experts at designing and installing quality systems utilizing SunPower Solar. We install the SunPower package because it includes the panels, built-in microinverters, racking, and monitoring. One company and a bumper-to-bumper 25-year warranty. No other solar company compares to SunPower. At Powerhouse Solar, we install the perfect system for your family, and we stand behind our work. Ground rack, roof mount, or pole mount, let us design an energy-saving solar system just right for you. Talk with one of our helpful designers for your free estimate. Call 275-5600 or go to powerhousesolar.com.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Becoming a member of the Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce is probably the smartest investment a local business can make. It would be impossible for a company on its own to duplicate the benefits of a chamber membership in the areas of legislative advocacy, workforce development, and economic development, not to mention all of the networking opportunities and business seminars offered. Join a committee, become an ambassador, attend a networking event, then watch your investment in business take off. Join today by calling 225-4433 and get connected.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome back to KCNR 1460. And yes, you're in the middle of this big blast of tickets here. We had an anonymous donor yesterday that wanted to sow back into the community. And because, you know, they're involved with something that's really great happening right here in Redding, California. It's called, if you go to iloveredding.com, they're going to be hosting auditions and a finale at the Cascade Theater in March. So if you love to sing, dance, we're going to be having our very own kind of American Idol show here, but it's going to be called Reading's Got Talent. So go to iloveredding.com. Meanwhile, we do have tickets for the phenomenal kickoff season for American Idol tonight. And on the phone is our first winner for this program, for this section of the show. And who are we talking to?
Hi, this is Troy.
Troy. Okay, Troy, you just won two tickets for tonight's show. Gates open at 6, and the show's at 7 at the Civic. And you pick it up here today. We'll have somebody here till at least 3 o'clock today, 1326 Market Street. Thank you so much. Hey, did you hear this while you were listening today, or was it on Facebook when we Facebooked it?
I heard it while I was listening today.
Okay.
Oh, great, Troy.
Thank you so much,
you.
Troy.
Come by and get your tickets today.
Very good. Thank you very much.
You bet. Okay.
Caller number 2, good morning. And how did you hear about us giving away these tickets today?
Just over the air, listen to your show. I listen to you every morning.
Aww. Oh. I think I know who this is.
Well, thank you very much.
Is this Mr. Golfer?
No, it's not.
Well, let's take your name, and we'll have these two tickets for you at the station right now. You can come during the show if you want. What's your name?
My name's Chris.
Hey, Chris.
Yeah, of course, Chris. Okay, Chris, thank you very, very much. Okay.
Thank you.
You bet. Okay. Bye. We still got tickets here, so
callers.
If you're still interested in getting free tickets to American Idol,
which is
tonight at the Civic Auditorium, we have tickets, so give us a call. 605-4567,
and if you can tell us something really good, I can actually give you 4 because we've been given a lot. And at 7:30, we have a special caller coming. I can give you 4 if you need to take your kids.
Plus, we have our Cornerstone Community Bank Business of the Month is here.
Great.
Okay. While we're waiting, the U.S. Embassy in London has warned Americans to keep a low profile. To keep a low profile while Trump's there. I find that really interesting that they're being said is that Americans may have people harassing them or attacking them in London.
Hmm.
And I'm thinking to myself, of the ones that I know, I've been in London several times. I never felt like I was going to be attacked on the street. And especially because we have a president that maybe they don't like, that, you know, he backs Brexit, and they're having a big argument right now. They had the ministers that were in charge of the Brexit, you know, breaking away from the European Union, have just all resigned because of what the prime minister has just done. Let's go to the phones. Michelle.
Hey, Carl. How are you?
I'm fine. You're calling Linda and I this morning.
Did you find out on the on Facebook, or are you listening?
I'm listening to you.
Okay. Well, good. We have 2 tickets for you for tonight's show. So
awesome.
come by the station if you can before 12.
If you can tell us something about American Idol, like who one of the American Idols is tonight, you can score 2 more if you want.
I have no idea.
Okay, but you're going to be there with us.
Have a great trip to Vegas.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
Okay.
So again, we've got a bunch of tickets that were gifted to us. yesterday, and I mean, we do have stacks. We're taking calls. We love the fact. And you know what? This gives us a chance to engage with our people. Like, do you listen? Did you hear it on, both of you posted it on Facebook? Or we both posted it on Facebook. And, we'd love to be able to have you see the show tonight because we know that what incredible talent was in the house and to watch who won and the love story of who, you know, how that worked. In about 5 minutes, we have somebody calling from the inside of, what we're going to expect to see tonight on the stage. And it was really a really, it's been like a national or international phenom, you know, American Idol through all these years.
We also have our friends over from Cornerstone Community Bank will be here with here's our business of the month, and you're going to love it because I do. I kind of wish they had brought samples in, but we can talk about that too.
It's not just breakfast anymore.
Not just breakfast anymore. That's right. Okay. Other things that have happened. Now we still have tickets left. 605-4567. We're gonna talk about this throughout the whole show. So there's two tickets in each envelope we have, all for American Idol for tonight. It starts at 7 p.m. The doors open at 6 p.m. And these are $80 tickets. That's the other thing too. These are like $80 tickets. So if you're interested in going to American Idol tonight and having a good time listening to the music, like I said, these are $80 tickets.
Well, wait a minute. The tickets go from 60 to 60 60 to 70.
Oh,
so,
I'm sorry. $80 worth of tickets.
Yes,
I mean,
exactly. $80. Okay, two callers. Okay. Let's go to the phones. Good morning and welcome to our show, KCNR. Who are we speaking with?
This is Joanna. I've never called a radio station before. I can't believe I got through.
Ta-da! Ta-da! All right. Excellent. So you're going to be going to American Idol tonight. Who is your favorite?
You know, I like them all. Probably Maddie, I guess. But I really this is my favorite season I think I've ever seen. I loved everybody.
Same here. So we're going to get to get up close and personal. So, Joanne, I have two tickets for you. You've just won. Thanks for calling. Do you listen to the show or did you hear about this on Facebook?
No, I've been listening all morning.
Oh,
okay,
wonderful.
Thank you. Hey, you know where we're at, 1326 Market Street?
Yeah.
Okay, and we'll have your tickets here. We'll have people here to at least 3 o'clock.
Okay, thank you so much.
And Joanne, what's the letter of the beginning of your last name?
D.
I'm sorry?
A D.
D. Okay. Thanks so much, Joanne.
Oh, thank you. Thank you, guys.
Okay. You bet. Okay.
Our next caller. Well, welcome to the show. And how'd you hear about these tickets today?
I heard you on the radio. I listen to you every morning.
I love it. We should be taping all of these.
Sorry, Zuckerberg.
Good morning. Oh, that's so great. So you love American Idol. Who was your favorite?
You know, I don't have a favorite. And I went to American Idol years ago, and I haven't been since, so I'm really excited.
Oh, great. Good. That's and super. What's your name?
Annie.
Annie.
Okay, Annie.
And what's the letter of your last name?
B.
Okay.
Annie, all right. Doors open at 6 p.m. There, it's down at the Civic Auditorium, and the show starts at 7. And we're at 1326 Market Street, and thank you so much for listening.
Thank you so much. I really enjoy your show.
Oh,
thanks
thank you.
So much.
Thank you so much.
Bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye. You know,
this encourages me because there are moments, everybody in radio goes through this, and you go, my God, is anybody actually
listening?
I've done that on the overnight shift back in my old days.
Uh-huh.
A few times.
Well, there's probably times. You know what? Here's what I know. I know that I had a phone call one night at 3 in the morning. Your station's off the air. And I went, what time is it? 3? Really? Really? And then it was like, oh, no, it's back on. I'm like, really? First of all, I was thinking, how'd she get my phone number?
But you know what was really cool about that is that we should have been taping all those because,
we did.
A lot of women. That's right. It's in our archives.
That's right.
A lot of women. We have one man. And then women. So, you know,
okay,
we do. I'm telling you right
everybody,
now, we got a call coming in at 7:30.
We are still giving away tickets.
We still have
Troy and Chris.
Sorry. Yeah, Troy and Chris.
Have,
thank you.
We have a stack. We still have a stack.
We still have a stack. And before this show is out, we will be taking your calls because, you know, tell a friend. because it's just till 9 o'clock and they're going to be gone. And you do want to go to this show tonight. So 605-4567, be listening in at 7:30. We will be having a call if from the inside. So we need to keep, we'll be doing that. So anyway, let's take a break. And this portion of the show is brought to you by one of my favorite places to go. That is Four Winds Jewelry, located at 2225 Hilltop Drive. Going to get your watches replaced, repaired. They have great estate jewelry, and it's a blast. So check them out. And coming back, we're going to be getting a call from the inside of American Idol today, backstage this morning, as well as more ticket giveaway. And then our special guest will be right back, KCNR 1460.
You know, this time of year in Shasta County, the need to heat your home is probably the last thing on your mind, right? Well, my friend SSD Oil says this is the ideal time to trade in your old monitor heater on a spanking new Toyotomi and save yourself up to $250. Your qualifying model monitor heater earns you a huge allowance on a Toyo stove that will keep you warm and cozy all winter long. This deal is as hot as a running sidewalk in summer. SSD Oil, 241-1167, 241-1167.
Building, remodeling, or just need a change? Let us be your design partner at Design Time and Tile. From carpet, vinyl, and hardwood flooring to granite and quartz countertops, sinks, cabinets, window coverings, and tile. From materials to fabricators to installers, we have the largest showroom selection in the North State, plus design consultants to help you every step of the way. Contact Design Time for your free in-home or office consultation at designtimeandtile.com or call 241-8693.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the perfect fit of your favorite pair of jeans, the nap-inducing powers of your trusty recliner, and the tried-and-true performance of a new Rood home heating system. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance today, 530-221-2642. At Alliance Heating and Air, everybody calls us.
Alan Gordon here with Coachmaster Collision Repair. That's correct. As a new owner of Coachmaster, I'd like to thank Don Speck for his long commitment and dedication to the automotive collision business. For over 50 years, Coachmaster has been offering the highest standard in auto collision repair. If you had a vehicle repaired by Coachmaster in the last 20 years, then we've already met. Coachmaster will continue to offer the same personal service, quality-driven technicians, and pride in every job we do. We'll miss Don as an instructor at Shasta College, his public service, and many entertaining commercials over the years.
Coachmaster Collision Repair continues to be the leader in the North State for advanced technology in the collision repair industry. From laser and 3D frame alignment machines and computerized paint matching technology to qualified technicians working on your vehicle. Remember Coachmaster on Eastside Road in Redding.
And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Hi. I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Conservative? Flaunt it. Call Carl and Linda right now.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. And we've got somebody special on the line here.
I just was listening to this wonderful theme. All right, who do we have with us this morning? We have Gabby Barrett on the line. Good morning.
Woo! Good morning.
Oh, my gosh. Are you ready for your opening night?
Yes. We're extremely excited. I know I'm excited. We've been working really, really hard and rehearsing like a bunch. So we are excited. Tonight is the night.
And we love you. We loved watching the show. We loved your professionalism, your whole style. And we hear that you've already been out on concert with Luke. What was that like?
It was surreal. It was something that, I mean, I only dreamed of stuff like that. When I was younger, I would just lay in my bed and think, like, I want to sell out, you know. Let's say, of course, I didn't sell it out, but I want to be in stadiums with lights and people saying your name and stuff like that. And just for him to be kind enough to bring me out, and we did a song together. We did Most People Are Good. And then we did Don't Stop Believing, and he let me sing it by myself, and it was just crazy. I don't even know, and I can't thank him enough for everything that he's done for me.
Well, we've had several ticket giveaways this morning, and we're doing some more, so you're going to have a full house. Everybody's super excited. And so tell us, what was your favorite moment, if you had to think about your favorite moment?
On American Idol, would you say, or the tour so far?
Oh, so far, let's say on American Idol. For going through the whole season?
I would say my favorite moment on American Idol was definitely meeting Carrie Underwood and singing with her, just because I've looked up to Carrie Underwood my whole entire life, just ever since I was little. I remember my parents voting for her on American Idol to win. I wasn't old enough to vote, but I remember them voting for her, and I even told her, I was like, I remember your hair was all wavy and you wore a dress, and I just look up to her as a mom and as a person. And the older that I got, I was more able to understand what she was saying in her interviews and how she acted as a person. So, I mean, I just really look up to her a lot. And so getting to meet her on American Idol and her giving me some words of wisdom, and we're actually friends, like, to this day. I'm friends with her now, and I was just on the phone with her yesterday, and it's just crazy to think how everything works.
That's just wonderful. Well, have a wonderful opening night. We're cheering you on, Carl and Linda, with this our
people,
team from the radio station are going to be out there at KCNR 1460.
We said we had some tickets because, you know, we gave some away the first, you know, just a couple of days ago, just immediately. But then we said, hey, we have some more tickets today, and the phone's been ringing the whole morning, literally. And yeah, there's a lot of people who are just really excited about coming tonight, as we are. So yeah, so I think you've picked a good place to kick off the tour.
Well, thank you for calling
in. We're excited.
We know you're doing the calling around to all the media, and we so appreciate you taking a moment to call in and just let you know that you're going to feel the Reading love. Wait, you guys have been here. Have you had a chance to do anything in the Reading area?
Sadly, no, because we've been so busy. Like, we wake up at 9 in the morning, and then we're not done till like, 9 at night. We're,
right,
like, constantly moving. We haven't got to do anything yet, but maybe after we're done tonight, we'll try and go do something.
All
do you
right.
have any suggestions?
Oh, you must see Lake Shasta and Whiskey Town and, of course, walk across the Sundial Bridge, Greg. You guys are probably bussing it, so you can get out and do some exercise after the show and walk right over there at the Civic, go across to the Sundial Bridge when it's lit up. It'll be fabulous. Yeah.
All right. I'm going to have to check it out.
Okay.
All
hey,
right.
Thank you so much for giving us a call.
Gabby Barrett. All right.
Thank you, guys.
See you tonight.
Okay,
all right.
Bye.
Bye. And remember, we've got tickets left, you guys. You just heard Gabby. She's starring of the show. She was one of the main stars. So give us a call, 605-4567, and we're giving away these tickets for you.
Okay. Hey, you know what? I'm with two people I admire, even though I just kind of, like, met them. And we just talked about why. It's kind of almost like maybe a little bit of a mutual admiration society. Mm-hmm. I'm talking about John and Amanda Hutching from Fall River Brewery. You all started your business. You launched it. And we are, you know what? Anybody that does that, you know, how can you not feel like a bond with two, you know, with people that started it? When did you all kick this off?
We actually got started in 2012 was when we first got started. We actually started it in our garage in Fall River Mills, hence why the name is Fall River Brewing Company.
I say at least it wasn't started in the bathtub.
Yeah.
Like,
it did, yeah,
step
wasn't
up,
in,
maybe.
It wasn't in the bathtub. Okay, get it. Step above bathtub beer. But it was actually garage beer. But, yeah, we started in 2012.
Okay, now. When you say you started it, was this something you liked to make beer, and you just kind of did it for yourselves at first?
Yeah. We both had a desire to own our own business. We weren't really sure what that was going to be. At the time, I had been home brewing a lot, and it had become from a hobby to almost like a drug addiction. And so we said, you know, we have to either do something with this that's constructive, or we've got to stop doing it because it's going to
have a drinking
family
problem here. You know what? If I make it and sell it, it's okay. But if I just make it and drink it, you know, at some point Amanda's going to say, enough,
yeah.
Enough.
I did. Yeah, that was it.
Well, it's amazing how quickly you become the most popular person on the block.
Oh, yeah.
There's always tons of free beer.
You making a new batch today there, John? Well, yes, I thought I tried this new. Oh.
Oh, that's great.
Fall River Mills. So, yeah, people visiting from all over coming up there. You, just by yourself, you swelled the population by probably 5,000 people on the weekends.
Yeah, it was an interesting first year.
Yeah.
And we knew after that that we had to either turn it into a legitimate business, and that was what we decided to do in 2013. And that was when we actually moved into what was our production facility, kind of near Burney Falls State Park.
Uh-huh.
We were brewing our beer, upgraded from a garage to an airplane hangar, but it was able to help us sustain through 5 years of growth. So, yep.
I love it. You know, I wish y'all could see this couple here. They're just, I mean, they're young and they're, I mean, it's, and hey, you know what? It started by brewing some beer. He liked it. You know, other people liked it. So, yeah, so we made more. And then we decided, let's just go into business. How do you take that big step? How'd you take that big step?
Because
it is a big step. Because obviously you had other jobs, you know.
Yeah.
It's kind of like, can I sell enough beer to?
It was by all means it was a leap of faith.
Sure.
I mean, there's no way to know what's going to happen for sure. We had to go bring on partners at the time. We had to go out and get a very large SBA loan, which was difficult to do. A learning process. We've done that now 3 times over, but.
You've expanded each time.
Exactly. Yeah. It's a huge leap of faith, and you don't know. And so we did spend, I know Amanda supported me for the first 2 years that we got it going while I had to work for free for the business to try to get it off the ground.
Oh, yeah.
A lot of blood, sweat, and tears.
You know what, Amanda, so you also had faith in this, too.
Yeah. Like John said, we both wanted our own business at some point in time. We just didn't know what that was. So when we sat out one night and wrote out bucket lists, and we said that was going to be a thing for us, we sort of said, well, you know, we're young enough. We don't have kids. If we screw this up royally, we've got time to recover. So
that's,
we did just that.
That's absolutely true.
Yeah.
It's true. But you know what? So it's kind of like your fallback plan is, hey, I'm still young. We can still do something else and make a success of ourselves. But see, that's the mindset you have to have.
Yeah.
Is that we're going to be a success. And maybe not right here, but we are going to be a success.
Mm-hmm.
I love that in people.
Yeah. And, you know, oftentimes it was, looking back now, it's like we had a lot of people rallying around us. Cornerstone Community Bank, for example, was the first people to look at us and being willing to invest in the business in a way that we hadn't experienced before.
Wow.
So they looked at us more like people rather than numbers and looking at a balance sheet, right? So it was something that was kind of encouraging to us, even in moments when we didn't believe in ourselves. The bank, our families, our friends, even the small town of Fall River really rallied behind us in a way that sometimes got us through the tough times. Tough times aren't over yet, but they got us through.
Well, let's talk about, you know, starting a brewery there. I mean, it's a brewery, and you were kind of maybe even on the cusp of this, because now there's a lot of them.
Correct.
Or more of them. I shouldn't say a lot of them, but there's more of them. You know, everybody's got their own little, you know, special batches of stuff. But Fall River Mills is not like a huge place.
No, the grocery store closes at 8.
Don't we stop there on the way out to Alturas to get that? There's this little place out there. It's a little
nice
drive-through or something like this. We could get hot dogs. They do the fried
shakes.
Hot dogs and shakes.
The frosting,
things like that.
Yeah.
We stop there on our way to Alturas like that. Yeah, it's absolutely. That's absolutely great. Okay, so now, where do you sell at now? Where can we find you?
Yeah, so currently our distribution area would be the Oregon border to the Nevada border to the coast down to about the Davis area, I think, is where it stops as far as south goes, and then all the way up through South Lake Tahoe.
Okay.
So distribution area.
You guys have really grown.
People are thirsty.
And I want to talk about that.
I mean, good is good.
We're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, I want to talk about that. How you grew your business? You know, it's one thing to be to be making gallons of beer, of great beer. You know, because let's just face it, you have got a great beer, all right, and great beers, I should say. I was a little bit, in fact, I don't know, crestfallen. when you just came in carrying coffee.
Yeah, we should have brought some for you.
You know, I mean, people have heard me on the air here as I test them out.
That's a red herring. There's actually IPA in that cup.
Yeah, IPA. Really?
But, you know, you say, okay, this is good enough. I think it is. And then you take that first step, and then it starts to grow. I'd really like to hear that when we get back, because it helps. You know, other people out there listening right now going, well, God, they did it. You know, Carl and Linda did it. You know, John and Amanda did it. You know, so how, you know, taking those steps there and how that works. So we're going to take a quick break, and we're going to be right back after these messages. It's 15 minutes before the hour of 8 o'clock. 72 degrees. We have somebody on the line?
We have a request for tickets.
Okay, right, why don't you bring them on right now? Bring them on right now.
Good morning, and welcome to KCNR 1460. Who are we talking to?
You're on.
Hello, this is Michelle Weber.
Hello,
hi, Michelle.
Michelle.
All right. So did you hear, did you get the Facebook, or are you listening to the show?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
Probably one of the biggest American Idol fans around.
Well, you have. You know.
Honestly, my daughter and I have been going since the very beginning, the first show with Kelly Clarkson, and we've not missed one show. So we'd be so excited to represent Reading and send positive messages. We're great. We've been in our community for 17 years, and certainly big fans.
Wow, right. That's great, Michelle. I tell you what, it's going to be tonight, of course. The show starts at 7, doors open at 6, and you can get your tickets right down here at 1326 Market Street, right down from the Kobe Steakhouse. That's where we are. Just come in and ask, give us your name, or give somebody your name. They'll be sitting out front, and you get your tickets.
And sir, what time do I get the tickets?
Today.
Before 3 o'clock today.
At our station.
3 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, somebody will be here waiting for you.
Okay, I will be there.
Okay,
thank you,
Michelle.
Thank you. You have a wonderful day, and thank you all for the wonderful things you do in our community. Really grateful.
Thank you.
Well, thank you so much.
Have a wonderful day.
You bet. Thank you. Hey, yeah, we're going to take a quick break. I'm going to be right back.
Are you struggling financially? Swallowed up in debt? Are you looking to buy a house but are not sure of your credit standing?
What does that credit score even mean?
Why are there three different bureaus?
What score is most important?
Looking for a local expert?
Give me, Joe Radola, a call. Your credit affects everything from borrowing money to landing that perfect job. With over 40 years of providing financial services, I am committed to helping you achieve your goal. I can provide you with full credit report and in-depth review for only $25. Let me provide you with the tools you need to improve your credit standing and your financial freedom. Give me a call today, Joe Radola, 941-3021, or on the web at jrdebtconsulting.com. Your local choice in credit repair.
Purpose-driven banking. That's the vision behind the founding of Five Star Bank in 1999. Services inspired by partnership and defined by shared vision and goals. Five Star Bank, a champion of local economic development and community stewardship. Your success is their success. Now that's smart people doing good business. In a world that's both more connected and more isolated by high tech, Five Star Bank brings you a personal touch to small business banking, cash management, and online services. Five Star Bank, consistently rated among the very best by industry associations, rating agencies, and of course, customers and partners just like you. Your partner in success is Five Star Bank. FiveStarBank.com. Visit your local branch at 358 Hartnell in Reading. Progressive, professional, personal. That's Five Star Bank. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
I am Dan, owner of Dan's Optical Lab. For years, I've made prescription eyewear for other eye doctors throughout the North State. Now I'm opening my lab directly to the public. You can purchase the highest quality in prescription eyewear, but directly from the lab. That means you get it faster and you get it for less. I don't just sell prescription eyewear, I make it. And because I do, I have to know more about the lens materials, designs, and frames that are available. If you want the highest quality in prescription eyewear, then go where the doctors go, Dan's Optical Lab, faster for less.
Holiday Harbor on Lake Shasta has it all for your summer fun.
Looking to make great family memories this summer? Holiday Harbor has been named as one of the top 10 houseboat marinas in the nation, according to customers who come back year after year. Holiday Harbor has the best deals on the best boats. Houseboats, patio boats, fishing boats, ski boats, and then there's the toy box. Wakeboards, paddle boards, jet skis, and pool toys. We feature a great restaurant for breakfast and lunch. We are open 7 days a week from 8 to 4, Memorial Day to Labor Day. Have a great vacation without a long drive or airport hassles. Holiday Harbor is conveniently located just a mile off the freeway, exit 695. Go to lakeshasta.com or call 530-238-2383 to reserve your summer fun today.
KCNR, Free Fire Radio.
I like beer. It makes me a jolly good fellow.
I love beer. You know what?
It helps me unwind, and sometimes it makes me feel mellow.
Okay, hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio. Hey, you know, the reason we're playing that is because we're here with John and Amanda Hutching from Fall River Brewery, and of course from Fall River Mills. Do y'all still live there?
No, we moved to Reading last year in September.
Well, you almost have to. I mean, because of just on the logistics. So Linda and I were just talking to you about, you know, how we started the station, but and you've told us how you started the brewery. Okay, but stepping out, I mean, you're selling all over Northern California into Nevada, and is it Utah too, mm-hmm. or just into Nevada? But you're spreading out.
Yeah. So right now we are.
How'd you do that?
Yeah. It mainly I would say it was grown through relationships, and it doesn't happen quickly that way, which. Compared to other breweries that were able to grow extremely fast, we've grown at a pretty sustained rate from that regard, and then making sure that any territory we go into, we make sure we try to do really well within that territory. And a lot of it was just one relationship at a time. A lot of times, one bar stool at a time, sitting there with that bar owner, that tavern owner, until they become a friend.
And that was you, right?
Yeah, that was both of us going out and doing that. And 5 years of a lot of time on the road is, building these relationships. It's amazing now how many places I can walk into all over Northern California when I walk in immediately. You know, John, hey, Jim, what's going on? You know, we haven't seen each other in 6 months, but we became friends through this mutual product, which was beer. And it's I think that is what's made a big difference for us.
Well, you know what? That is so right. So you've taken the time to build those relationships because those relationships are going to last a long time. We've had people that they've had to cut back on advertising in other areas because they like what we do and what stuff we have. They want to stay with us. So it's the same thing with you because you built a relationship with somebody like that. So I think that's great. So how many barrels do you all produce?
So last year was right at 5,100 barrels.
Okay.
We're thinking for this year it's probably going to be between 7,500 to 8,000, somewhere in there.
Wow. Wow. Yeah. And how many different varieties can I say? Is that the right word?
Yeah.
Different varieties you have?
We make quite a few, and a lot of it depends upon the season. So at any given time, we try to keep 12 varieties on tap at our tasting room, which are also the same 12 varieties you can get out in the trade. But it's going to be rotating with the seasons as well as, today's beer drinker wants new all the time. So you've got to be reinventing yourself quite a bit.
Now, Linda will say this, that when everybody's there sipping out of their $350 bottles of wine, what Carl's drinking, well, not, when we go
not
to a place. Well,
maybe I'm just saying, friends.
Friends are bringing their,
collector friends.
Yeah, not us, but they're bringing their $350 bottles of wine out. Might have a beer. Yeah. I don't know. I just probably don't appreciate wine as much as I appreciate a good beer. So now, have you ever made a mistake?
Oh yeah,
oh, yeah.
Mistakes too many to count.
With the beer, you're thinking this is going to be a great beer, and then you may like it, but everybody else kind of looks at you sideways.
Where's the skunk?
Yeah, exactly. No, it happens.
It happens.
And if you're not having some mistakes here and there, you're not pushing. It's like anything, if you're not wrecking, you're not racing. It goes the same thing. You've got to, like I said, today's beer drinker wants the limits pushed. They want something new. They want something unique. And so you've got to take some risks there too.
Okay, so you're in, of course, in different drinking establishments, but where else can we buy?
Yeah, so anywhere around town. So you look at some of the restaurants locally, C.R. Mm-hmm. Gibbs, right. Shameless, Mosaic, and then pretty much any gas station in town. So you can go in there, get, anything, candy bar and beer.
A moon pie and a
yeah, all
and
sorts
a Fall
of
River
things.
IPA. Yeah. You know, no more of this. Watch this. What?
Carl and I grew up in the era of Lucky Lager, Michelob, Schaefer.
That was it. You know what?
Coors.
Coors was a designer beer. I tell you what, people would drive, am I lying? Would drive for 300, 400 miles so you could buy a case of Coors beer. Really.
Yeah.
Coors. And then you could sell it for like $1 a can. Make all this money, pay you for your whole trip. Okay. Hey, this is great. Again, we're with John and Amanda Hutchins, Fall River Brewery. You've moved down to Reading because this is where everything is at. Now, you have a tasting room.
We do. We have a tasting room in the Cypress Point Shopping Center.
Okay.
And then we also, just this year, a month ago, have now our new production facility is down here in Reading. So that was
about a year and a half
yeah. in the making to get that up and running. And hopefully we'll be finalized with all of the certificate of occupancy stuff by the end of this month, but nonetheless it is functional, so we're just waiting on those permits to close.
You know what Linda and I find is working together and living together, it kind of like magnifies things.
Yeah.
Is that the right word?
Is that
the right
word?
It feels like, even though we've been married for 10 years, it feels like we've been married longer because, I mean, we just spend a lot of time together.
Mm-hmm.
So you all obviously do, too.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, a lot of times that support is there, it's so outstanding, but there's other times you just kind of like,
mm-hmm.
Yeah. And maybe.
You can't stay mad at each other for very long because you got to work together.
You don't go to bed at night going, I'm not going to be mad. Or you can be mad at other people.
Mm-hmm.
I just really think, though, it's going to do one or two things. It really builds a relationship mm-hmm. or tear it apart.
Mm-hmm.
So, obviously, it's helped. But it's obviously a builder in your sense and our sense.
Yeah.
So I think that's great, too.
Yeah, I think for us it's mutual respect. You know, each one does their own things in our particular structure. But at the end of the day, know that we're working together for the common good, and that certainly helps.
It sure does.
Mm-hmm.
I'm so glad that we were able to have you all on today.
Thank you.
Because
you guys inspire us.
Yeah, again, somebody that brewing, doing his own little brews in the garage in Fall River Mills. Come on, Fall River Mills, that if you look to the left, you're in Bieber.
That's no joke.
And then if you look to the right, you're past Bieber and New Bieber, and you're someplace else. But then starting at and building up to 8,000 barrels of beer, and then continuing to grow like this, selling everywhere. That is just great. Congratulations.
Thank you.
And Cornerstone Community Bank comes through again. It's mm-hmm. another home run. And,
yeah, they're wonderful people.
Well, bringing businesses in like this, young people that have. I don't want to use the word make it, but you've turned the corner, and you're starting to to hit the accelerator.
Yeah, all thanks to them. Certainly, I think the corners keep coming down the road. You never know when the next corner is going to be there, but certainly we wouldn't have made it this far without them.
Well, there's speed bumps out there. So,
yeah.
Every so often we have to downshift.
I think you guys are wonderful. Just a shining example of a dream. And working hard together as in a good partnership and marriage mm-hmm. and making this dream come to a great fruition. Much more to come, and so we're so happy that you joined us and that we could celebrate your success.
Thank you. We owe you a beer or two.
Okay.
Well, what? Now tell us again, the tasting room is down in the Cypress what?
Yeah, it's 1030 East Cypress Avenue. It's within the Cypress Point Shopping Center.
Oh, yeah.
We're Safeway and Lowe's.
Yeah.
Get a lot of guys coming in, supposedly, and to go out and do the honeydews and end up just drinking beer. Yeah. We take advantage of that.
Yeah, I'm going to come over. Hey, honey, I've got to go get some yard fertilizer, and you come back like an hour and a half later, and where's the fertilizer? What? Oh, okay. Hey, thank you so much for being with us today. Again, John and Amanda Hutching, Fall River Brewery, another great business right here in town that's expanding. People need to – Reading is, I think it's right – well, right there. I think we're getting ready to explode.
Absolutely.
In the right sense. In the right sense. So, again, thank you so much for being in with us.
Thank you.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Hey, we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, the Economic Development Corporation is going to be here. And let's talk about now that Stillwater, is it still on for selling? Is it still there? Is it being bought? And what kind of businesses can we expect there?
And plus, we've got more American Idol tickets to give away. So we're going to be playing the theme song for the next hour. And want to make sure that get those tickets.
KCNR Shasta Redding, the news is brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Mitch Thomason. In Brussels.
Thank you very much. Thank you, guys.
President Trump and German Chancellor Merkel at a photo op following their talks at the NATO summit. The two leaders stressed the viability of the U.S.-Germany partnership, despite Mr. Trump's open criticism of Germany.
At the start of his NATO visit, President Trump asserted that a pipeline project put Germany under the control of Russia.
And I think it's a very bad thing for NATO, and I don't think it should have happened.
Trump also blasted NATO allies' defense spending.
Many countries owe us a tremendous amount of money from many years back.
And he tweeted, will they reimburse the U.S.? Shirley Smith, Washington.
The former FBI attorney who exchanged anti-Trump texts with an FBI agent is defying a congressional subpoena that seeks her testimony.
The lawyer for Lisa Page says she won't honor the subpoena because the Judiciary Committee failed to provide her with details about the scope of the questions. Committee members were hoping to question Page ahead of tomorrow's public testimony by former counterintelligence agent Peter Strzok. The two exchanged anti-Trump text messages that Republicans cite as evidence that bias was behind the agency's probe of the Trump campaign.
Capitol Hill correspondent Wally Hines. A leader of the U.S. contingent that was part of the operation to rescue 12 Thai boys and their soccer coach trapped in a flooded cave says the boys endured dives in zero visibility lasting up to a half hour. Calls it a once-in-a-lifetime rescue. Fears of a U.S.-China trade war heating up again. The Trump administration is considering imposing another $200 billion worth of tariffs on Chinese imports, and Beijing vows to retaliate. That has stocks sharply lower on Wall Street, the Dow down about 130 points. The NASDAQ is off 18, the S&P 9 points in the red. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The following is a true story.
My name is David Bryant. When I was 37, my wife and I decided to get term life insurance through SelectQuote. Just 3 years later, I was diagnosed with ALS, also known as Lou Gehrig's disease. Because of life insurance, the people I love most in this world will be protected no matter what happens to me. I know that the dreams I have for my family can still come true. Financial security, to stay in the home we became a family in, and for our children to be able to go to college. I reached out to SelectQuote because I wanted to share my story. If just one person purchases life insurance, I know I will have made a difference.
SelectQuote can find a 37-year-old male a $500,000 policy for under $1 a day.
If there are people you care about, you need life insurance. It may be the single most important financial decision of your life.
Don't put off protecting your family. Get your free quote now. Call 800-6 671-7070. That's 800-671-7070. 800-671-7070. Or go to SelectQuote.com. This is a paid endorsement. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Not available in all states.
Facebook faces its first financial penalty for allowing data mining firm Cambridge Analytica to forage through the personal data of millions of unwitting Facebook users. Could be fined $663,000 in the UK.
The Information Commissioner began an inquiry into the use of data in political campaigns over a year ago, but it acquired a new focus when the scandal broke over how Cambridge Analytica acquired the details of 87 million Facebook users. Now the regulator intends to levy a record £500,000 fine on Facebook for failing to safeguard people's information or be transparent about how it was collected. The firm can now argue for a lower penalty.
The BBC's Rory Coughlin-Jones. Actor George Clooney, visiting Italy, slammed his motorbike into an oncoming car that turned into his path Tuesday. Spokesman says Clooney is recovering at home and says he'll be fine. News and analysis at townhall.com. President Trump says that pharmaceutical giant Pfizer is rolling back its recent drug price hike.
The president, via Twitter, announces that he and his Health and Human Services Secretary had a chat this week with Pfizer CEO Ian Reed, and now Pfizer's agreed to defer the company's price increases, which took effect July 1st. The president says this means American patients don't have to pay more while he works out his blueprint to change the nation's healthcare system. Monday, President Trump tweeted, "Pfizer and other drug companies should be ashamed that they raise drug prices for no good reason, taking advantage of the poor and others unable to defend themselves." Jackie Quinn, Washington.
Police say an initial sweep found no new victims in the buildings damaged by a fatal explosion and fire in Sun Prairie, Wisconsin. One firefighter killed, another seriously hurt. Police say a contractor hit a gas main, triggering the explosion and fire. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio in the studios of KCNR 1460. What a good morning this is here on July the 11th, 2018. 5.5 minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock here, and the news is brought to you by Tobacco and Brew. 2143 Hilltop Drive, open 7 days a week. Expanded walk-in humidor. Super nice people down there. And what's the weather look like there, Sweet Bee?
It's currently 72 degrees in the downtown studios. It's going to be 106 today with our lows of 74 as we progress through the week. Oh, let's see. We have Thursday will be, well, today. Okay, so I keep thinking it's Friday. It's so weird.
I know.
So Thursday, I keep like, what? So Thursday's going to be 108.
I just want to show up
tomorrow. Friday's going to be 105. Tomorrow's 108. Today's going to be 106. Friday will be 105 with our lows of 78, and Saturday's 105, and Sunday is 107. Currently 78 degrees. We just had our leaderboard change. Weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, locally owned and operated, where they give senior and veteran discounts, 365-3793. Now, many of you are probably, we did have two calls at the break asking if we still had tickets. And I just want you to know that, again, we had an anonymous donor come in yesterday with a stack of tickets. And what they wanted me to say, well, first of all, I have to thank Nathan Parmalee because he gave me three sets. We gave two sets away, and I thought that was such a big deal, and it really is a big deal. And so then yesterday, this anonymous donor said to say, there's some great talent right here in Reading. Go to iloveredding.com, and they will be hosting auditions and the finale at the Cascade Theater. If you love to sing, dance, etc., go to iloveredding.com for more information. It's Reading's Got Talent, so that'll be taking place in March. We're going to be creating our own American Idol right here in the North State. And, yes, we do have some phenomenal talent.
Well, I tell you what, Gabby calling in here, wasn't she a happy person? She's a country girl, too.
She's a country girl and everything about her. And your favorite. Steve from Journey, the lead singer from Journey,
oh, yeah.
She sang one of their songs,
yeah.
And he was in the audience, and he just said, "That's the best rendition I've ever heard."
Oh, well, really?
Yeah, so you could, yeah, you can get a higher accolade.
I tell you what, you know, Don't Stop Believing is got to be one of my favorite songs. I mean, there's a lot of, out there, you know. Mama Got Run Over by a Reindeer. That was another. Grandma Got Run Over by a Reindeer. That was a big one. But, no, this one, don't. What's the matter, Todd? Todd's already going, I just don't believe him. But we do have tickets. We still have some tickets left, so give us a call at 605-4567. American Idol tonight at 7 p.m. Doors open at 6 p.m. Come by here, pick up your tickets.
This is the national tour. These are the people that you've been watching for a whole season.
It starts here tonight.
It's kicking off the tour out of Reading, which is a big deal. They've been here all week. And you hear what Gabby said, if you were listening to the early part of the show, that they've been rehearsing from 9 to 9. And that's what happens because they have to do the lighting and the staging and the sound and the tech. And they're breaking it all in at the Civic. And I think that speaks volumes about us accommodating. So we're going to be taking those calls, and we're going to ask you to go on the air. If you don't mind, Todd, we want to get a couple of the who's listening and who got it on Facebook.
Yeah.
Good morning and welcome to the show. You just won two tickets. Who are we talking to?
Hi, this is Pauline.
Hi, Pauline. Did you hear the show, or did you hear?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, I've been listening to it.
Okay. Well, do you need more than two?
I would love to, but it would be nice if I could get four.
Okay, I'm going to give you four because I know not only you're a personal friend, but you've got grandkids that really would love to see this show.
Yes, yes, and they're out for the summer, so it'd be great. No early mornings for school in the morning.
Okay, Pauline, I've got four tickets for you. Now, I don't know if they're together, so you may have to be sitting with one and the other two. But
okay.
Is that going to be okay?
Yeah, we'll make it work.
Okay, sounds great. Congratulations. Okay.
Thank you. Have a nice day, you guys.
Thank you.
Okay.
That means I have just about, let's see, I've got 2, 4, 6, I have 8 more tickets to give away. So we are taking your calls this morning, so give us a call. 605-4567.
Okay. Hey, we're here with Todd Jones from the Economic Development Corporation. Good morning, buddy.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm fine. So, Tony, where's Tony?
Tony is off this week. I think he's actually traveling, but I'm not sure exactly where he's at. We kind of were ships passing in the night last night. We were ships passing in the night last week, not last night, excuse me, just with the holiday and mm-hmm. our different schedules kind of crossing.
Okay. So, here's the big question.
What is the big question I'm waiting?
Well, no, I want people to go, what? How's the sale going?
It's still moving forward. Yeah, it's going well. I know, Tony, last time I spoke with them was about a week ago, and they were working real close with Barry Tippin and Larry Voppel at the city and working out the final details. The final contract will have to be presented back to the city council for approval because the first round was just the letter of intent, the LOI, so that should be coming back to the council, I would imagine, here very, very soon. So
it's still looking good then?
Still looking very good, yes.
And the name of the company?
Well, it's Panattoni.
Right, Panattoni.
Yeah, Panattoni's a development company, right. International developer. I think they've developed probably over 1 billion square feet of
space. Yeah, it's all
space.
Over the world.
All over the world. Got,
yeah, and so about, it's, I want people to understand that this is just not somebody that's all hat and no cattle.
Oh, yeah. No,
these guys are all cattle and little hat.
Yeah, they're the real deal. Yeah. They're the real deal. And yeah, like I said, they've developed millions and millions, of, if not billions, of square feet of space throughout the world. They just did the Reno Tesla plant. That was one of the big ones. That whole Sparks development area.
That would have been nice to have Reno Tesla in here.
Would be nice.
Now they're going to build in, where are they going to build? Singapore. Someplace.
They're going over to somewhere in Asia.
I thought it was Singapore. They want to build a plant there. How does that fit into the Trump business plan? Does that mean that they're going to be taxed?
Well, I think they might be going into China to build due to some of these tariffs that China's going to impose on U.S. vehicles.
Right?
So if you build in country, then you don't have to pay those tariffs. That's why.
As long as you get the taxes back. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Makes it easier for them to steal the technology.
Exactly.
Too.
Yeah.
Tell you, we have friends that had that. You know, the Perry and Kenny had Hot Wheels. Not
Skyway
Hot
Wheels.
Yeah.
Yes.
Skyway Wheels.
Yeah.
And
China
begged them to put a plant over there.
Yeah.
And they wouldn't do it.
Yeah.
First, you know, even though it had been cheaper, because they said, well, first of all, the technology would be gone in a week. And they would have controlled it. So anyway.
Yeah, and thankfully it's unfortunate that they left Reading, but thankfully it's still a U.S. company, still making wheels here in the United States. So
they did not want. They fought like crazy to keep it here, but it's hard to fight against the state of California, and that's what you're fighting against.
Yeah.
The people that you're trying to sell the business to keep it here, they're looking at the crazy things that they're doing to businesses and taxes and how they're keeping people from building and expanding. They're looking at that and saying, why would I want to, I'm going to keep it in America.
Right.
But I'm not going to keep it in California. And that was, how many millions of dollars just left the state then, and how many hundreds of thousands of dollars left the city happened?
Yeah, it's been a big impact, this whole trade war. I mean, I don't know all the ins and outs of everything, but, there is some good stuff happening. I mean, LG is putting in a new plant, and I think it's Indiana or Iowa. I heard on the radio, read in the journal, Wall Street Journal last week, and, Foxconn just broke ground for their plant in Wisconsin, which is, billion-dollar plant. They're one of the largest and these are places outside of California, unfortunately. But there is some onshoring happening of manufacturing.
They're coming back
to the
in.
U.S.
Yeah, they are coming back in,
and we'll see some of that in California. And we have seen some of that. I mean, like Tony says, and it's I don't know where the source is or the data is, but manufacturers in California, I think it's 11% more profitable than anywhere else in the country, and we just have the access to these huge populations of people, even though we're a few hours away from the Bay Area. We still have access to these huge markets. We're right in between L.A.
in Seattle. I mean, we have all these things that we're talking about, but California certainly can be challenging.
But if you're going to do business here, why not in Redding? And that's what we want to talk about a little bit. We're going to take a quick break. This portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at North State Security, the largest privately owned security firm north of Sacramento. Over 100 officers. They have a program that can have somebody at your business or at your home in less than 10 minutes. That's right, less than 10 minutes, a trained officer at your home in less than 10 minutes. Find out more at 243-0295, and they're always looking for quality people to join their force. North State Security, an ounce of prevention since 1968. Okay, hey, we'll be right back after these messages with Todd Jones from the EDC.
Careful posting on social media when leaving town for any period of time. With 66% of all burglaries being committed by someone who knows the victim, sharing where you'll be and how long you'll be gone is a sure sign that your home or business is vulnerable. That's all someone from your social media sphere needs to start scheming their way to your essentials. Wait to post those pictures from Hawaii till after you're home, and you'll save yourself some peace of mind knowing your valuables aren't being taken while you're away.
This security moment brought to you by North State Security, an ounce of prevention since 1968.
No one plans to visit the emergency room, but when life's accidents happen, you need to get treated, not seated. Shasta Regional Medical Center is located at 1100 Butte Street in downtown Redding. They have emergency room doctors and staff that guarantee you will be seen by a medical professional within 30 minutes of your arrival. Shasta Regional Medical Center believes in delivering patient-centered health care with compassion and respect for every patient and their family.
At Powerhouse Solar, we understand that each home has unique energy needs. We custom design your solar energy system to not only meet those needs, but to allow for growth, just in case you see a pool, spa, or electric car in your future. Hi, I'm Sue Blake, co-owner of Powerhouse Solar. At Powerhouse Solar, we are experts at designing and installing quality systems utilizing SunPower Solar. We install the SunPower package because it includes the panels, built-in microinverters, racking, and monitoring. One company and a bumper-to-bumper 25-year warranty. No other solar company compares to SunPower. At Powerhouse Solar, we install the perfect system for your family, and we stand behind our work. Ground rack, roof mount, or pole mount, let us design an energy-saving solar system just right for you. Talk with one of our helpful designers for your free estimate. Call 275-5600 or go to powerhousesolar.com.
This is Carl Vaught, and I'm with Dan Scott of Eagle Eye Painting, and Dan's doing all the painting in our new studios. Dan, you've been doing this for 20 years. What should people be looking for at this time of the year?
Peeling paint, moisture in their wood, moisture in their stucco would be a couple things to look for, and then they know it's time to paint.
You've got, with 20 years in the business, where are some of the places you've been working at around here?
I've painted Riverview Golf and Country Club, SJ Denim, Mark Street Steakhouse. Those are just a few I've painted.
The thing I like about Eagle Eye Painting is when you give an estimate, That estimate stays there. It doesn't change halfway through the job.
No, there's no variation in my proposal. I have confidence in my numbers, and I stick to those. DanScottPainting.com, 530-400-5152. Eagle Eye Painting, a clear vision of craftsmanship. Eagle Eye Painting.
Tobacco and Brew has been a sponsor here on KCNR 1460 since we started the station 8 years ago. A long-standing Redding tradition, Tobacco and Brew is locally owned, backs our veterans, and does so much more for this community. It's located at 2143 Hilltop Drive. Check out their new vines, new products, new briar pipes, and of course, the famous walk-in humidor. Come in and see the newly remodeled Tobacco and Brew. 2143 Hilltop Drive, open 7 days a week.
Free Fire Radio with Carl and Linda Bond.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio in the studios at KCNR 1460. It's been an interesting day. People stopping by, people coming in. We've been giving away tickets, of course, to the American Idol tonight. And this portion of the show brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. When it comes to quality, compassion, and community, Shasta Regional Medical Center is the community's choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center, right in the heart of downtown Reading. We are still giving away tickets to American Idol. That's tonight. The show starts at 7. We'll be giving, you can have two tickets when you call in at 605-4567.
It's going to be an exciting show, and we'll be
like
there.
We've only got four sets left here.
Yeah, that's right. They're flying out the door. Yeah. We know that you're driving to work, so if you want, you're listening to the show, we'd love to have you experience what it was for all those kids to have gone through this deepest of the deepest competition, and the winners are here tonight kicking off their tour in Reading at the Civic. So do give us a call at 605-4567 and have just be part of their like excitement.
Yeah.
And yeah, we're going to really dig it.
So yeah, just call in. There's no questions. The only thing you have to do is just
give us
your
name
on the air. You know what? While we're talking to Todd Jones here from, of course, Economic Development Corporation, he's the entrepreneurial director there. A guy by the name, earlier this morning, we talked about Greg Cheadle being turned down from an Airbnb. You know, this is like some kind of exclusive club, but it's from an Airbnb because the guy came back to him and said, well, I don't like your politics. You're a public figure. I don't like your politics. So he just cancels it. Well, Greg just walked by and walked in, so we've got him today, and we want to talk to him a little bit about this, but somebody just called, and so who's on the air?
Good morning.
Hi, this is Susan.
Hi, Susan.
Would love to come.
Okay, now, can you come by the station, 1326 Market Street, and we will give those tickets to you this morning?
I shall be there. Thank you.
Okay, now, did you see this on Facebook, or did you listen?
I always listen to you on the morning show.
Oh, that's great, Susan.
You have been so helpful. You were the one that helped me find the after-hours studio or whatever name is for my husband for a CD, so I'll be stopping by and dropping those CDs off that I finally made.
Great.
Great. Susan, what's the letter of your beginning of the last name?
It's C for Clark.
Okay, buddy, I gotcha.
So much for Facebook dominating all media like Zuckerberg wants.
You're right.
Thanks
a
lot, Susan.
Thanks, Susan.
Okay.
Congrats.
So Gregory just stopped by. Greg, you have been running for Congress. You've been at a variety of different places throughout the state, well, Northern California mainly. And so, why were you going down to Sacramento?
I have the bar coming up. Taking the bar and the end of the month.
Okay. And so just doing an Airbnb down there.
Well, on my budget, I have to do Airbnb or else a backpack, you know.
Well, no, but a lot of people use Airbnb and VRBO or vacation rental by owner, those kind of things. So what happened?
Well, you know, I had one reservation that was accepted, and then I found a cheaper one was almost half what I was paying initially. So I got that one, and I canceled the first one, then I got a notice that both were canceled, and I thought, wait a minute, what happened here? I only wanted one canceled, and I wrote the Airbnb, and then in the interim, I found out that this person canceled me, not Airbnb itself, but the person that I rented from or was going to rent from canceled me.
According to what I'm reading here, the owner of the rental, Matthew, in quotations, I find your politics to be in opposition to me and my lifestyle, comma. I apologize for the inconvenience, quotation. Full refund by July 11th on your credit card of whatever the amount was.
Yeah.
So
$78 for two nights.
That's
how can I
deal.
Beat that?
Yeah,
yeah.
No, absolutely. So you're going down there. So, okay, so you're all the things come into your mind. Okay. Was he if he looked up your profile,
mm-hmm.
like maybe you went on to Facebook,
mm-hmm.
like, okay, who is this guy?
Right,
so he looked
right.
you up. What does it say next to your, what's it say in your profile on Facebook?
On Facebook, congressional candidate.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, on something like this, has this ever happened to you before?
Not that I know of.
I mean, it could have, but you don't, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, this time it's blatant. It's like, okay, this is really explicit.
Well, I just, and what I did was, and you said you were listening earlier, I mean, I just went off on this whole thing about, how people are being punished. You know, how this harassment thing is starting that I've never seen it before, you know, in at least in the last 30 or 40 years where people will follow around a candidate or somebody that's in the cabinet or something like this and harass them. And a
right.
congresswoman
yeah.
calling for harassment of candidates. And now I can't help but think this is just a further extension of this is, oh, I'm going to look these people up. And if it's, you know, I can imagine if we did something like this and somebody looked up, you know, the radio station
mm-hmm.
and not knowing who we are and how we thought.
Would they say, okay, you're,
oh my gosh, you can't do it.
Because you're older,
conservative.
You're older, you're white, you're Republican. Oh, I don't want you.
Right.
You know, I mean, I could see, okay, Greg, are you
but
thinking, okay, I'm not gay. I'm not gay. I am black. I am a Republican. let's see. How many strikes can I have? Okay, I don't care about the wedding cake. That's not a big deal. But if it were two gay boys and you were like in the third room, big deal.
Yeah.
You mix. You're open-minded. Right. Hey, let's go to the phones. Roberta.
Roberta, are you calling for a comment for a guest or because you want those tickets?
I want that ticket. My goodness, what a wonderful thing for someone to do for us.
Isn't it nice of somebody to do this? So, okay,
it
Roberta.
It really is. Oh, my goodness. You guys, it's just wonderful. For almost 10 years now, I think, I have wakened every morning with Linda and Carl.
Wow.
Isn't that incredible?
Yeah, well, thank you.
Thank you so much.
It makes
really
my
nice.
Little cheeks flush.
Thank you so much, and just come on by and pick up
come
the tickets
today. Come by and get them
today.
This morning.
I will. Thank
okay,
you.
Thank you so much.
Bye-bye.
All right.
You know, we've had people calling in today, you know, and sometimes we don't realize that there's people that listen to us every morning. And
good feeling.
And they have nice things to say that we've helped them do things mm-hmm. in that. But you know what? We've got a great community. And we go back. Here's Greg Cheadle, who is, you know, has been on our show several times. And to hear somebody just blatantly discriminate against you because of your political views.
Well, yeah.
And it's not like you are a hard right-wing reactionary Republican either.
Carrying that flag. No.
Yeah.
No, the problem is we're so fragmented as a society now. You know, I'm accustomed to discrimination by race. You know, you look at me, okay, that's what I am.
Right.
But when you go through that door, you pass that door, and then they look at you and say, well, you know, get into politics, then you either blow up or you accept it. That's wrong. And the problem is it affects us in every way. I mean, like, you know, you hear talking about economic development. You know, if people want to stereotype Reading without digging further, they will say, no, maybe that's not where we should build or whatever. But, you know, it's important that we look beyond the surface.
It's so much important to do that. And that was a very good picture you drew, a parallel you drew. People look at Reading and they think of, what would you say, Todd? What do you run into when you guys are talking to them?
Well, excuse me. Typically, you know, people run into Reading. The first barrier really is California. You know, they see all these things. But, you know, we are trying to offer them incentives. And the state has as strict as they are with regulations and taxes, the governor's office of business and economic development is very helpful to us and to Reading. They're giving mm-hmm. us deals all the time. And they're telling companies, hey, you should look at Reading. It could be a good option for you. You know, the fact that we do have Stillwater, even though it's been kind of a hard thing to deal with over the last 10 years. It really is a benefit for us because there's not that many places in California
to build
that have that shovel ready. We say shovel ready because going through the environmental, all that stuff, and stormwater retention and infrastructure, having that already all built out there is a big deal. So, you know, the barriers are what I think happens a lot is just the news. I mean, people Google Reading and the first 10 things that come up are these bad articles about all the stuff that's going on.
We said it.
It's
you know,
a
losing battle. In car thefts, people being killed.
Oh,
you know, all
please.
This stuff. You know, but that's what hits. And the problem is that that's not necessarily true. If you look at maybe, if you start
it's
looking
all
at it by
it's relative, all relative.
It's relative by population number. You know, so when you get into that, okay, we do have car thefts. All right, and it has gone up, but. It's like people say, oh, my gosh, it's so bad. No, I mean, I've been, and you all are travelers, I've been up all way up to Alaska and British Columbia and all through the coast, all these big cities. Our problems are minuscule in many cases compared to places like San Diego, Los Angeles,
Oakland, San Francisco.
Oakland and San Francisco.
I was down there last week. It's crazy.
But you know, look at our great events. Look at the pancake breakfast.
Yeah.
You know, we don't have an army of police out there. There's no shootings, no stabbings.
That's
it's a
right.
beautiful place.
You don't know, people coming through here. Yes, we have
Cool
homeless.
April Nights. Cool look at that.
Well, Cool April Nights. But
Reading
look,
Beer Week.
Reading
My
Beer Week.
My favorite event of the year now.
People wandering the streets drinking beer, and nobody's giving them a problem.
Yeah.
I mean, our town is a good town. It is a great community. It cares for each other. And now down here, we're building the new K2 building right behind us. Right now, I'm driving in the morning at 6 o'clock, these guys are on the roofs from where McConnell bought the old police station.
Mm.
They are working on that right now. And I'm thinking to myself, oh, this is going to be hot in about 15 minutes. So that's going on. We're going to be fixing the old
parking garage.
Well,
oh, good.
Well, fixing, more like demoing and redoing.
Yeah, moving,
but
right.
Yeah, it's going to be awesome.
That. It's going to be dropped. You know, Greg, and you travel all over. You travel all over Northern California.
Yeah.
Are you seeing things like this, or are we kind of like maybe right now the anomaly, or are there other people also picking up?
You mean as far as rating is concerned?
Well, no, I'm just talking about as far as like the economy, people kind of like moving forward. Are you starting to see more of that?
Well, you know, the Bay Area is hot because of technology, you know, Facebook and all that stuff. The Bay Area is hot. I mean, it's boiling hot. But, you know, but the Bay Area is artificial. You come up here, everything is natural. We have the lakes, the rivers, the mountains and all that. It's just beautiful. And I think as Redding becomes more and more, as there's, you know, development comes in, we're going to have a different population, a more yuppie-type population that's going to just even be brighter. Because one of the things that I've said, if I owned a high-tech company, I would have my employees up here where they could actually own a home instead of living in a lousy hotel in the Bay Area.
Well, that's the thing. We've got to take a break here. And this is one of the things that we've talked about before. Todd, this whole thing about they're having to pay somebody $200,000.
Yes.
And it's not even a living wage.
It's not.
They've got to travel for like 2 hours to get into work. You could pay them $150,000. Live in Redding, and they can live like kings.
Oh,
here.
Yeah. You know, we do see that. I mean, there are, like we've talked about, the sales companies that have been built around Redding and 5-Eleven and Catavolt and these other ones. You know, these companies are based in Denver, San Francisco, Atlanta, but they're doing their sales operations here, and, you know, they're able to hire up to 100 guys and between all of them, and they're making, you know, great living, and these companies are happy with the talent that they're getting, the support and services that they're getting as well, but, you know, they're happy that they pay them a good salary anywhere, but it goes a long way in Redding.
We're trying to see
more of that here.
Okay, hey, we're going to take a break. We're going to be right back after these messages. We're here with Todd Jones from Economic Development Corporation, and then, of course, Greg Chiodo, who just walked in here, and we yanked him on the air to talk about what had happened to
him.
And
you paid me in tickets.
And he wants to go see American Idol.
And
so
we have
he
been
came
gifted.
Down here to see us.
We only
right.
have one set left, and I'm going to not say anything yet because I've got a couple people that maybe that I promised them to. So I think we're all gone.
We're gone.
We're all done.
Sorry, my friends. Thank you so much for calling, though.
Yeah.
Okay, hey, we're going to be right back.
It is tough establishing a new business in California, and even tougher if you're trying to understand the multiple laws that seem to have no other reason but to make your life harder. How do you deal with those legal hurdles while trying to build this new business or expand an existing one? By having your own qualified expert assist you. Douglas Wright, attorney at law, specializes in business law and is well versed on the morass of legal questions facing a California business. Douglas Wright, a professional corporation, 530-243-6000 or douglaswrightlaw.com.
Summertime is fun time in Northern California. We're Billy and Patrick with your personal invitation to have more fun in a brand new Kia from Redding Kia, your official summertime fun headquarters.
Celebrate this summer with no payments for 90 days in a new 2018 Kia Niro. This sporty 50-mile-per-gallon crossover hatchback hybrid is showing up everywhere in NorCal.
I've got one. I love it.
And nothing says summer like the 2018 Kia Soul. That's the cool crossover that sits up nice and high, has tons of storage, storage. Like all Kias, it's America's best value. We have a soul, and it's perfect.
The 2019 all-wheel drive Kia Sorento is here. There's room for your camping gear. It has power for towing and is at home on or off-road.
Get yours today and make no payments until fall.
No cost, lifetime oil changes, and tire rotations are yours when you take home your new Kia from Redding Kia, proud sponsor of community events like the Mosquito Serenade.
Finance offer on approval of credit ends 8/10/2018. Redding Kia, reddingkia.com.
Are you struggling financially? Swallowed up in debt? Are you looking to buy a house but are not sure of your credit standing?
What does that credit score even mean?
Why are there three different bureaus?
What score is most important?
Looking for a local expert?
Give me, Joe Rodola, a call. Your credit affects everything from borrowing money to landing that perfect job. With over 40 years of providing financial services, I am committed to helping you achieve your goal. I can provide you with full credit report and in-depth review for only $25. Let me provide you with the tools you need to improve your credit standing and your financial freedom. Give me a call today, Joe Rodola, 941-3021, or on the web at jrdebtconsulting.com. Your local choice in credit repair.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460,
530-605-4567. You got it. Good morning. 8:36. We were talking about where's Waldo here at Mary's Pizza Shack. Listening to you going, oh my god! Hey, currently 78 degrees. It's going to be 106 today.
I can't wait to go down there.
This is beer weather, is it not?
It is.
78 degrees and going to be 106 today with our lows of 74 throughout the week. We're going to be in those high figures, 104, 106. We're going to get up to 107 on
this weekend.
108 Thursday.
It was
tomorrow.
106 yesterday in my truck.
Yeah.
I mean, driving around, it was 106.
Is that where you found Where's Waldo?
No, people came in and told me about it. I had to run down there after the show a couple months ago. Oh, it's gone. They only had it.
I'm sure you did have to run down
now
there.
Now I have found Fall River Brewery, which I'll be going for. Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, right off of Athens Avenue. What can I say? It's a veteran-owned business. It's the best place in the world to get a haircut. In the world, by the way, to get a haircut. Man's last stronghold. Right here in Redding, California. Cypress Square Barbershop. A number of alcohol-selling establishments per capita is another measurement that could be problematical or is problematical in Redding.
Just to make you feel better, the latest weather update from Dark Skies gives us a high of 109.
It's 82 degrees right now. It's 82 already? Those guys are okay.
Ooh, hey, did you water your plants this morning?
I watered them really heavy last night.
Okay.
We have a lot of cold beer and cold water around Redding.
We
do. So it's a good thing.
We just had Fall River Brewery on this morning.
Right.
And you know what? I think I got them to promise that when they have a new brew, that they're going to bring it by here for testing and tasting on the show.
They're Hexagenia. Their Hexagenia IPA is one of the best beers in the country.
What's it called?
Hexagenia.
Hexagenia.
You can go and order by Hex. It's got a shortened name now. People know it as Hex, but Hexagenia IPA, it's kind of their flagship. I that's what I would say. I don't know if they would say that, but kind of their flagship beer.
Nice people.
It's amazing.
And speaking of nice people, like I said, we're here with Todd Jones from the Economic Development Corporation. He's the entrepreneurial director out there. And Greg Cheadle's sitting in here, and he's kind of like sitting here with us right now.
But, I'm learning.
Todd, okay, What are some of the things that are coming up, buddy?
Well, one of the big things I want to talk about, and I spoke about it, I think, real briefly last time I was on the air, but Tony was here, and, you know, he gets the bulk of it because he's got so much information, mm-hmm. so much things he's working on. But one of the things I'm excited about that's coming up, which, like I said, I mentioned real briefly, is Reading is going to be hosting an unsummit at the end of September. It's not a big event for the public in Reading, but it is a big event for Reading to host. Mm-hmm. We've hosted 5 startup weekends in Reading over the last 4 years. We've had 4 at the Venture Hub, and we've had 1 youth one at Grant Middle School. And Startup Weekends, if you don't know about them, we have one coming up November 9th through the 11th, Veterans Day weekend again, and Marine Corps Birthday weekend. But it's during Global Startup Week, so we don't have that many options because you have to do it during this week. You have 2 weekends. So Carl's giving me the bad look here. But
well, it's because I've got a Marine across from me that doesn't go to the Marine Corps ball, but I suppose you'd like me to save you a little piece of cake. Bro.
I mean,
yeah, I could do that.
That might be. I'm going to have a lot of beer at Startup Weekend, so you can come by, and I'll share a beer with you.
Where's Waldo?
Maybe. We usually try to stick with Wild Card or Fall River.
Well,
we got two local ones. Do both of them.
That's a good idea. You know what? Why not? Let the local guys.
Yeah. We always do local beer. So Startup Weekend, anyway, it's hosted by this group out of Boulder, Colorado, called TechStars. They host thousands of Startup Weekends throughout the world, and they do accelerators, and they have some venture capital and a lot of different things in the startup world, founded by a guy named Brad Feld, who's kind of a serial entrepreneur and investor.
Serial entrepreneur.
Oh, yeah. Cereal. To the T. He's invested in hundreds of companies, and he's done pretty well for himself. Anyway, TechStars, they do the startup ecosystem stuff all over the world. They were looking for 7 cities in North America to host an unsummit, and they wanted to really focus on some emerging startup communities. So myself, Josh David Miller, who's the CEO of Mindbox, I think has been on with me before, and Luke Miner, who founded a startup here in Reading and sold about 4 or 5 years ago and has gone on to invest in some other startups in the community. We all put an application in together, and we were selected as 1 of 7 cities in North America to
wow.
host an unsummit.
Wow.
So what it is basically these startup community leaders like myself and Luke and Josh and mm-hmm. Hope Seth and Joshua Johnson, all these other players, people like that from other communities on the West Coast are going to come to Reading in September. We're only expecting about 50 people or so. So it's not a big event from outside of the community to come in and just really kind of share what we've done here, learn from what other people have done from, you know, Portland, Seattle, San Francisco. I mean, these are some big cities that have a lot of different components than we do.
Explain to people why this is important, Todd, because, you know, I know it's important because we have you all the time, but we have people listening and go, okay, so what's that do for us?
Well, what it really is, you know, it's putting Reading on the map as we are a player. We are a place where people can say, you know, my hope is maybe one of these startup people that come in September are going to say, wow, Reading is a great place to live. I live in, you know, the middle of Oregon. I lived in, you know, Bend maybe, which is a great startup community, but prices are just getting ridiculous up there. So maybe they'll say Reading might be the place to come because what we hope to show people during this weekend is, A, Reading's a great place. B, it's a great place to start a business or have a startup because you are part of this community that supports each other and we know each other and we collaborate at a great high level. And I think that's what makes us a great startup community. I mean, we don't have the talent like San Francisco or Silicon Valley does. We have a lot of great talent here. We just don't have as much as they do.
Well, because it's in a lot of it is that mindset. That we could have that talent.
Yeah,
here.
We could. We do. And we do have a lot of great talent.
Yeah.
You know, another one of the factors is, hey, we don't have a lot of funding, you know, from venture capitalists and mm-hmm. private equity. And I always say, you know, that is a problem, but we do have a great angel investment group here in Reading, the Shasta Angels mm-hmm. Group for Entrepreneurs.
Great.
That's a great place to get seed capital. And if you have a great company, money's going to find you wherever you are. Because our angel group is connected to venture capitalists and private equity.
That's true. If you have an idea and you don't have the money, we don't have the money here, that our people here will go, you know what? These guys, this is it. This is a home run. But they need more than we have.
Yeah.
And
that's
one of the things that happens.
Yeah, just like Limelight, who I've talked about a dozen times. They're the kind of the superstar of the startup world in Reading. They almost have 100 employees right now, and they got their first money from the Shasta Angels, and I think it was less than $100,000. And last fall, they got their Series B round, which raised $7.2 million. So I think total they've raised over $11 million, and now they're making several multiples of that in revenue and just growing like wildfire. Yeah.
And then you've got Shasta College. Shasta College is really, really trying hard to get people into their programs out there. I mean, they're offering everything. Free tuition. Come on. Free tuition. Can't beat that. And they're opening up the different types of classes they are. I mean, you know, online web building, you know, IT degrees there that, you know, that if you've got that in your quiver when you go out looking for a job, okay, by the way, I can build websites.
Yeah.
And I've got a business major, but I can also build websites. And they're going to look at you differently.
In Shasta College right down here, their economic and workforce development team, which I think a lot of people don't about, but Eva Jimenez is the dean or president, whatever her title is, of that group. They moved from campus right downtown. They're right next to From the Hearth now. They have Eva and Angela Cordell and a whole group of other people that are there that are trying to engage. They are engaging with the business community. They're engaging with us to see, hey, we have this funding. We have these programs that we can teach your employees how to do with skills. They have a contract education is what it's called, where they can come in and kind of teach your employees some type of a skill if there's something that they need to learn about, you know, HTML coding or some other type of real tactical thing like HR type stuff, or if there's some type of class that your company needs. I don't know all the specific details, but they're engaging with businesses. They're working with manufacturers to say, hey, what kind of stuff can we support you with, either financially or with our network of people or building
our facility.
This is
Shasta College, right?
Yeah, Shasta College.
See, and plus, they can say what kind of degrees are you looking for?
Yeah, and they can build degrees around what we need in the community. And they are. I mean, heavy equipment operators and the trades, all that
welding,
kind of stuff.
The advanced manufacturing. We just had those guys in here Monday. Advanced manufacturing and the new early completion program on your degree, the ACE program and the BOLT program, all of them here that out at Shasta College. But what it does is it helps build that workforce that we need to get those people to get the back end of the – and I don't mean it back end like that, but get the like the sales unit or other things up here from Silicon Valley. I mean, to me, it's, a no-brainer. Why would you want to pay somebody $200,000 and that's not enough when you could pay them $150,000 and it's more than enough and you're only a 3-hour drive away? But what is it going to take?
What is it going to take to?
Yeah, we're going to talk about that as soon as we get back. Carl Lindebach, KCNR 1460. Hey, we want to thank everybody for calling in today and for these tickets.
We just have people go on the line and it not just comment on a political thing, but you know, you listen and. I just appreciate our listeners. Thank you so much. We're going to take a break. KCNR 1460.
Hi, I'm Jim from Design Time. Are you looking for a new kitchen? We have it all. Custom cabinets, ceramic tile, granite, and quartz slabs for countertops. Need a new bathroom? We can do that, too. Our staff at Design Time and Tile can help you design the kitchen and bath of your dreams. Stop by our showrooms located on Highway 273 just north of Wind River Casino. Don't forget, Design Time for all your flooring needs.
Save the date, August 1st. Discover Health. Join us in this celebration of wellness and preventative health care. The annual Redding Rancheria Health Fair event is on August 1st from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. Everyone is invited to this free event. All ages welcome. Special activities for the kids. Vendors will be located in Wind River Resort and Casino's Event Center and the Redding Rancheria Community Center. Come and enjoy this exciting day filled with free health screenings, information on living a healthier lifestyle, crafting vendors, and much more, including blood pressure, body fat analysis, body mass index, cholesterol, diabetes pre-screen, and more. For details on this free event, log on to WinRiver.com. Contact Olivia Brady at 530-226-1734 or Jasmine Romero at 530-339-7462. Head down to Redding Rancheria and Wind River Resort and Casino on Wednesday, August 1st, and check out yet another great health fair this year. Brought to you by Redding Rancheria Tribal Health Center, Redding Rancheria, and Wind River Resort and Casino. It's better at the river.
When you're looking to add a pet to your family, Haven Humane Society is the place to start. Hi, this is Mark from Haven to tell you that shelter pets make the best pets. With kittens, puppies, dogs, cats, bunnies, guinea pigs, hamsters, snakes, birds, and more, Haven has a pet that is the right fit for your family. We also provide education, training, spaying and neutering, dog licensing, and so much more. If you're looking for a way to help, our amazing volunteers have fun with the animals while helping us to save lives. For more information, call 241-1653 or visit havenhumane.org. Like us on Facebook and follow our progress as we work towards a day with no more homeless pets in the North State.
Joe's Web Geeks are the geeks your business has been looking for. Now businesses in Shasta County have a resource to make online advertising easy. With our Jumpstart service, you can get a website with pages built to be found in search, a Facebook page, listings, and over 25 directories and a lot more for $8.99. Let Joe's Web Geeks help you so that you can get back to doing what you do best. Visit joeswebgeeks.com or call 515-9851.
Aloha, this is Kevin, operations manager at Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. A professionally cleaned business sends a message to your paying customers. It says you are a company that cares about your image and always presenting the very best impression. Time after time, I've talked to clients who shopped for the lowest price and after a few months realized that their professional image was suffering. They didn't know who was actually coming into their offices to do the cleaning, and they just weren't getting the value they were paying for. Be wary of big-name companies that take your money, then hire unknown contractors to do the work. Since 1987, Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, your local professionals, have been offering the best in office cleaning by our screened, bonded, and insured staff. Take pride in your business and say aloha to your customers with the professional cleaning services from Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. Call 221-5868, 221-5868, MauiBob'sOfficeCleaning.com.
Hear us streaming 24/7 at KCNR1460.com.
Good morning and welcome back to KCNR1460. Hey, right after the show, we've got Sharon Clark and Generations Radio, and the station is filled with all kinds of wonderful people and guests. Stan, close the door. There you go, buddy.
Yes. And there'll be a swatting fly.
I know, I'm swatting flies over here. Hey, good morning, everybody. Hey, you know, it's 82 degrees already. It's going up to 106 today. It's going to be like this the rest of the week. It's just going to get hotter. It's not going to get cooler. Weather Report's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Their customers are cool friends at Shasta Gas Propane, a veteran-owned business that gives discounts to seniors and veterans. 365-3793. We're here with Todd Jones from the Economic Development Corporation, but then we also got Greg Cheeto, who was wandering by, you know, and we see Greg wandering by. We always suck him right in here.
Wandering aimlessly.
No, he came
right
in today.
By the studio.
Came in today to get his tickets for American Idol.
Yes.
It's going to be a great time, and I hope to see everybody there. Thank you again so much for everybody for participating in our giveaway here. Todd, we got like about 8 minutes left. What else we have going on?
Well, yeah, Unsummit is one of the big things. Startup weekend, again, we're just planning that right now, November 9th through the 11th.
Mm-hmm.
And
which is a terrible time.
I know. Startup week. Global Startup Week.
Is it going to be? And it's still going to be the 9th through the 11th, though, here.
Yes, correct. That's the end of the whole week, so you could either do it the weekend before or the weekend after, and we got selected for the weekend after. So
is that like a Saturday?
It's a Friday through Sunday.
You know what? If we could get on Friday to have maybe a couple of your people come in.
Yeah.
You know, they were coming from different places. Just kind of let them see that, you know, reading that. We know a lot of people care about what's going on here with business and the economy.
Yeah. No, that'd be great. We'd love to. And the Unsummit, which is happening in September, that event itself, you know, it's like I said, it's not going to be really open to the public of Reading unless you're already one of the startup community organizers. But just the fact that we're having it here in Reading, and we're going to be able to show people from all over the region what we have here and what's going on, I think is it's a big benefit. And this all these things, we got a whole series of events that we're doing now. So another one is called Pub Talks that we just launched that. We used to do an event called Beer and Bites. Now we have an event we call Pub Talks, which is really led by the Startup Reading crew, which is beyond just me at the EDC, but it's more people than myself. And that's the next one is August 2nd from 5:30 to 8 at Theory Collaborative Coffee right around the corner. They also serve Fall River Beer on tap. That's why we're having it there, because they have beer. And we're going to be talking about validation for a startup. So, hey, I have this great idea. Awesome. I think it's the best idea in the world. But, you know, one of the most important things you need to do is validate that idea. Are people actually going to buy your product or service? How much are you going to pay for it? you know, doing some of that groundwork before you actually launch a company is huge.
Do you ever have, like, a service company, somebody provides a service? Is that considered a startup?
Oh, sure, you bet. Actually, tomorrow, that's a good segue, I have Pitch Breakfast.
Yeah.
So Pitch Breakfast tomorrow. It's always the day after I'm on the radio here, 7:15 to 8:30 at the Shasta Venture Hub on Caterpillar, our current location. Right. We may be moving here soon.
I haven't heard anything yet.
We're finalizing our contract with the city. So we got a lot of contracts on the fire, which is good to have. So tomorrow, we actually do have someone that has it's kind of a service company. It's really a kind of a consulting coaching company that's going to be pitching on healthcare and healthy living. And she's a physical therapist and a geriatric type of specialist to help older folks with their physical therapy. So she has this idea that she's going to be pitching tomorrow. Mm-hmm. So that's kind of a service-based type company with some mm-hmm. coaching and classes. And then the next pitch that's pitching tomorrow it'll be the first pitch. Nick Wallace, he's going to be pitching an idea for basically this machine learning type of app for going through books and understanding like how the books are written and the pace and the flow. So you can, it's really for academics to understand, hey, these books are in the same classification and using machine learning, which is kind of the hot buzzword right now, to understand, how many adjectives are in the sentence and how is the pace of this book and, you know, why is this book so interesting to read and this book is not as interesting to read.
Okay, so
comparing.
And you can see authors taking something like this saying, okay, this is a best-selling book. And it isn't just the idea, because most of the ideas, let's face it, most of the ideas have already been done.
Yeah.
So it's just how you write them.
Exactly. So, and he's pitching it more for the authors.
That's what I mean. I'm looking at an author that says, well, this is a successful book if you write in this rhythm and
exactly.
this many adjectives, but it's got to be like this. Now, you still need the art of putting it together, but at least it gives you a basis at where to start from.
Yeah. So he's got this great idea. It's very complex, but he's got a great pitch. He's done a lot of different startup type stuff. He's a graphic designer. He's designed websites, and he's very successful at selling some of his own products on Amazon that sells just thousands and thousands of things on there. So he's done a lot of different stuff in the startup world. I'm excited to see his pitch tomorrow because he's been around the game for quite a long time. So
it's always good to
one.
See somebody who's been a success with that stuff.
Well, yeah.
Speaking of pitches, I have to give a pitch to the airport because I think that's one of the better things about Reading as well. You know, our airport is great.
Yeah, it's getting better, too. Tony's got meetings lined up this year with different airlines and every year. And we're grateful that, you know, not all these airlines are meeting with cities year after year. Sometimes it goes 2, 3, 4, 5
really?
Years between meetings. But they're meeting with us every year.
The only problem we have with this is that Sacramento is too close.
Yeah, exactly.
It's in striking distance. Like, tomorrow I'm driving Linda down to Sacramento, dropping her off, coming back. It's only going to be like 4 or 5 hours of my time.
5 hours of his time to drive me back and forth.
And the hard part is that you have to compete against that because they jack the prices up here. But if we had that.
It depends on where you go. Sometimes it's cool. Like, yesterday I was looking at, so I have a United mileage card. And I work separately beyond the EDC. And so I put a lot of business expenses on that. And so I get a pretty good amount of miles.
Okay.
So I was looking at miles for United because I got United, of course, because we have United in Reading.
Yeah.
It's the same amount of points for me to fly to see my sister in Oklahoma City with my family as it is to fly out of SFO with United. Doesn't cost any different point difference.
Oh, okay.
I was like, man, this is... I didn't realize this until yesterday.
Now, that's good for people with the points there. But if you're talking about, I want to fly from here to Oklahoma City, they pluck another $200 on your ticket.
Yeah.
And then you're still coming through San Francisco.
Right.
So if we could get that flight, and there's still that $1 million in that kitty I have.
Yeah, the revenue guarantee, it's close to $1 million. I think we have about... We've moved it around, so we had an air travel bank, and we have a revenue guarantee. So we're putting more of the money towards the revenue guarantee. I think right now we have not quite $1 million, but pretty close to that amount.
Yeah.
Bethel's a huge player in this. They put a ton of miles through United every single year and a ton of money through United. So United is paying attention. They see that this huge customer base is here. Not only Bethel people flying all over the world, but people coming from all over the world into Reading.
Mm-hmm.
So they're a huge help for this whole movement
to
get a direct flight to LAX.
And I tell you who somebody else, too, is Fly Shop.
Fly Shop is
played in this, too, because they bring in like 10,000 people a year.
Right.
A year. About 10,000 people a year fly in here to go fishing. Yeah. Hey, thanks so much, Todd, for coming here. And, Greg, we're going to be seeing you sooner.
I'll be around.
You're always welcome here.
I feel welcome here.
It's been a while since we sat down and talked. We need to do that. But Todd, everything you all are doing over at EDC, you see it coming together. You see Reading changing in front of our very eyes. And I tell you,
for the
better.
Thank you so much.
For a while, we watched it kind of, going down, but now we're seeing it going
better. Coming in and just, always being honest.
Yeah. Well, yeah, it's true. Yeah. If there's anything that we can do here at KCNR 1460 and soon to be 96.5, just let us know, because, this kind of show here, but other, and bringing in the entrepreneurs, which we've done, and people like Fall River Today and other people that have come through here, today has been such a great story. Unfortunately, Greg got, he's a Republican,
But it does get a hit international headlines. I mean, should.
It should. It really should. Because, I'd love to have had the phone numbers. We could have called and put him on the air and say, would you mind explaining to everybody why you said that he can't stay at your house? He doesn't want to sleep with you. He just wants to sleep at your house.
Me.
Right.
He just wants to sleep at your house.
Anyway. Just give me the bed. I'm happy.
There you go. Okay. Wow. Todd, again, thank you so much.
Thank you, guys. Thanks for telling the story.
Oh, well, no. You know what? The story is a good story. So how can you not tell it?
And thank you, Todd, for all that you do as well. So good day, and congratulations, everybody, for winning your American Idol tickets. We will see you there tonight.
That's right. How much fun. 7 p.m. Sharon Clark coming in right now at 9 o'clock for Generations. And tomorrow, Clark and Clark. Have a great day, everybody. Remember, the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
The news is brought to you on KCNR in Shasta, Reading by Tobacco and Brew. Come see their newly remodeled store at 2143 Hilltop Drive in Reading. Tobacco and Brew, open 7 days a week.
And I'll keep this world from dragging me down. Gonna stand my ground.